This is Twit.
Let's talk iPhone rumors, since that's one thing we know is happening September 9th, right?
Something's happening.
We know it. We know it in every fiber of our being. Don't we?
Most fibers.
Fibers. You and I can debate back and forth whether the iWatch will come out or that, yeah. Apple TV. But we know the next generation iPhone. And now what else do we know? We know 4.7.
Be very surprised if there weren't a 4.7.
They got approval, because I know this because the Thai Minister of Telecommunications tweeted it, for two models.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, is that the same government where the son of the president had a birthday party for his poodle and his topless wife was blowing out the candles?
Where's the pictures? I want to pictures.
I didn't hear anything about that at all.
The Royal Telecommunication Governor of Festival Minister of Directories tweeted. In fact, Apple says, you got a problem here, buddy boy. He tweeted, his name is Takorn Tantasith. He's the secretary of the NBTC. Tweeted last week that we have officially approved two new iPhone models. Now, Apple said, what? They've requested a meeting with NBTC officials to discuss the situation. It's like being called into the principal's office.
Right.
There it is. And you can see that tweet right there. It's in Elvish, actually, which is kind of cool. One ring
may or may not actually be the tweet.
There's a whole lot of people in Thailand have just stopped listening to.
I know, I'm joking. I'm teasing you. You know I'm teasing you. They think our stuff looks like Elvish, so it's perfectly
it's
fine.
Right,
but he did reveal two models. Now, that could be, I guess, an older model. But if they have to get a regulatory approval, it'd have to be substantively different, right? It couldn't be the 5S. It'd have to be something new.
I just wonder whether the conversation that Apple's having now is like, if you want us to release at the same time in your country, then let's not do this. Otherwise, we'll just wait for 6 months and go through the regulatory stuff after we've already released it if you can't keep a secret. So I think that's probably their discussion.
He said this is completely normal. When we approve a product, we make an announcement.
Over Twitter.
Well, Apple did point out you've never done it over Twitter before. But he didn't release any information, just the two model numbers. So,
and the reason it's important for Thailand is that it's millions of dollars of revenue, because when you don't release it to the country, it comes in over the black market, because everyone just brings them in 10 at a time.
Tax money.
And so that huge push, it could be, you know, millions of dollars of tax revenue that they lose by not having it go through legal.
Yeah, he's not going to get to come to the birthday party next year. So, but my main point is that sounds like there's two models. Does that lend some credence to the idea there's a 4.7 and a 5.5? I really want a 5.5.
Yeah, me too. I'm holding off. I'm trying not to let my enthusiasm poison my idea of what Apple's going to be doing. It would be, as much as it looks like the 5S size screen is kind of going out, it seems odd for Apple to finally be saying that, no, we're not going to be making a phone with a narrow screen anymore. So if they're doing two different models, I think it's certainly possible that they won't be doing just a simple, we're making the 5S the new $99 phone. It's possible that they're going to actually be doing a version of the iPhone 6 that has all the new processors, all the new cameras, all the new Sapphire technology, but has the form factor that pleases people who want to have something that's a little bit easier to control with one hand, but then say acknowledge that there are people who are watching movies and reading books that want something a little bit bigger. I would love a 5.5-inch screen. If Apple comes out with a 4.7 and a 5.5 this year, it will be really hard for me not to buy a 5.5 iPhone. But I again, do not stare too long into the face of the Sphinx.
Yeah, I do that, and I have gone mad. Actually, I would buy that in a hot minute.
I thought I was like, oh, I'll never want anything bigger. I really like my small one, nice. But I started looking at my iPad, and I realized that if I had a 5.5, I probably wouldn't use my iPad mini that much. I mean, it would be kind of like I just kind of move over to
let's do a leak rundown. Here's an iPhone 6 schematic. This is from Weibo by Geekbar, claiming to show NFC in the iPhone 6. Credible?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Given that they don't have a religious objection to NFC, and they do have a religious belief in their ability to sell lots and lots of iPhones and get iPhones into people's infrastructure, when you think about all the point-of-sale terminals that are based on NFC for electronic payments, particularly not in the U.S. but overseas, what does it cost them to put some NFC functionality in there that is really only accessible by a payment system or a wallet system? So I don't know if the next phone will have one, but it certainly makes sense for them to say, well, let's make sure that we wire in everything we need so that when we do want to do an NFC-based model, it'll be just a simple drop-in and not something we're going to have to completely redesign.
Yeah. Well, and if you examine the schematic closely, I think almost anybody watching would be able to tell immediately not only NFC, but a gig of RAM, no more. It's apparent right there on the paper.
Of course, because we know that this is absolutely...
Exactly.
This could, for all I know, this could be a map.
This was sneaked out by very reputable...
There is a young woman in Ohio that's actually building an iPhone 6 off of 9 Arduinos based on the schematic. So,
We also have seen, apparently, a leaked battery for a 5.5-inch.
Ah, battery leak rumors. Bad keywords. Sorry.
It's big. It's long. It's tall.
How thick it is? Is it?
We're going to call it Sally. Capacity of 2,915 milliamp hours. That's actually, for a screen size that big, that's low. The Galaxy Note 3, I think, is 3,100 milliamp hours. More than that.
I vote for 6. I'd be quite happy with a phone that was twice as thick that had 6,000 milliamps.
Boy.
I would love to not have to charge my phone all day.
I think, you know, look, we know that there is a 5.5-inch iPhone. That's not a question. We just don't know if they're going to release it. So this could very well be a battery for a 5.5-inch iPhone. That does not in any way indicate it'll be released in 2 weeks.